welcome to this, an occasional series on configuring your computer. Naturally, we'll be focusing on Windows-based systems, as that is what most people seem to be using these days, although I'm sure sooner or later if somebody wants to come along and look at the Mac or Linux, then we'd be glad to have you. Drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org. There are literally hundreds of things you can do to optimize the performance of your computer. If you've had Windows installed for quite a long time and you've installed or uninstalled a lot of programs, then you may find that the performance of Windows starts to deteriorate. I have to say that this is much improved in more recent versions of Windows, and I would urge anyone using perhaps Windows 95 or even 98, these are or will shortly become unsupported versions of Windows, and to get the best possible performance, you may decide that upgrading is one route that you wish to take. I should also point out that before making any changes to your system setup or configuration, that you do make a full system backup in case things go wrong. Obviously, we're going to be very cautious and very prudent in this series, but you may change something that we don't cover intentionally or unintentionally, and it's always good to have a backup to return to. So we have covered backup on Main Menu previously, and I would urge people to check the Main Menu archives at acbradio.org/mainmenu.html and listen to Steve Matsura, I believe it was, did a series a couple of years ago on backing up your system and files. So all of that said, what are we looking at this week? Well, let's start at the beginning. Startup. This can be confusing for many, and it's not surprising, as there are a number of ways in which programs and applications can register themselves to load when Windows starts. For example, you may wish your screen reader to load automatically for you. However, if you have a sighted spouse, they may not want the screen reader to load automatically. So you can elect to have programs start for the current user, or you can have programs start for all users. That's just one example there. Now, some versions of Windows come with a useful little utility called msconfig, which you can run from the run dialog. However, some screen readers have problems with msconfig, and it's not supplied with all versions of Windows. So we're going to look at a utility recommended to me by a friend of mine a couple of years ago called Startup Control Panel, and this is written by a gentleman called Mike Lynn, who seems to be a very talented programmer. You can visit Mike Lynn's site on the web at allthews.mlin, that's MLIN.net. So let's do that now.
Desktop, serve you.
Okay, you can hear there I'm at the desktop, so I'm going to bring up the run dialog with the Windows key and R.
Run. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you.
Okay, www.mlin.net.
Desktop. Microsoft Internet Explorer. Loading page. Load done. 18 links, 1 table, 1 heading.
Okay, so we're on Mike Lynn's homepage, and he writes quite a number of utilities, and you may want to explore some of the others. We're interested in his Startup Control Panel utility, so I'm just going to use my screen reader's Find feature. I'm using Windowize for this. Control, Shift, and F, I believe.
Dialog.
And I'm going to search for Startup, which I believe is all one word.
Found. Startup Control Panel visited link.
There we are. And I've obviously been here before.
Loading page. Load done. 20 links, 2 tables, 6 headings.
Okay, let's skip past those links. X it is now with Windowize 4.5, public beta 3.
Startup Control Panel. Startup Control Panel is a nifty control panel app that allows you to easily configure.
Okay, so there we are. So let's go ahead and download this, and I will explain how it works as we go along. Now, this utility comes in two formats. You can either have it as a control panel extension, so it'll install itself in the Windows control panel, and we will look probably in more detail at the Windows control panel in future weeks, or you can have it as a standalone executable. I quite like the Windows control panel version, so
download Startup Control Panel 2.8 visited link. Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found. Load done. Button. S save.
Okay, so the save dialog has come up here, so let's do this. Let's save.
Combo. Edit box. And
as you should always do, in fact, when downloading programs from the internet, because if you don't know what they do, you may wish to scan them with a virus checker first, rather than opening them from the current location. So I'm just going to drop this onto my D drive.
dstartup.zip.
That's in fact startupcpl.zip. So
dialog, file download, checkbox, uncheck.
And I have to say, these programs from MikeLynn are very small. I think this one is only a couple of dozen K, 59K or something like that. So it's not going to take you long to download this at all.
Download complete. Download complete. Saved. Startup.zip from www.lynn.net. Downloaded. 57.2 KB in 1 sec.
There we are. 57.2 K, in fact. Okay, so let's install this. I'm fairly confident that that this program hasn't brought any nasties with it from the internet. So I've gone ahead and unzipped that. So let's just run the executable.
Install I. Startup control panel setup. Startup control panel 2.8. By MikeLynn, lynn.net. http://www.lynn.net. Press install to begin. Once installation is complete, you will find startup control panel by opening the control panel and selecting startup.
Okay, that's all fairly self-explanatory, so I'm going to hit Alt I to install.
Cancel. File progress. Cancel. Finished. Nikon. Startup control panel setup. Finished. Info I. OKO.
We're happy it's installed into the control panel, so to access this utility, we just simply go to the Windows control panel. And this works for all versions of Windows. I've used this on Windows 98 and 2000, and I understand that it works with 95 NT and XP. So that's one of the reasons we're taking this approach rather than looking at MS Config, which isn't necessarily available.
Start menu.
So let's go to the control panel.
Secure C. Set program. Settings S. Control panel C.
There we are.
Control panel. Top. Accessibility options.
Okay, now I'm just going to hit S now to get to startup.
Scanners and cameras.
S again.
Schedule tasks. 25. Sounds and volume. Speech. Startup.
Okay. And start. Let's open the startup control panel extension now.
Startup control panel 2.8 by MikeLynn. HKCU run. Run once. Deleted. About.
Okay. We're now on a multi-page dialog, or a multi-tab dialog, of the type that are common in Windows. We have a series of tabs, and you can navigate between them by using Control-Tab to move to the right, and Control-Shift-Tab to move to the left. You can also use Tab to get onto the tab control itself, and then navigate using the left and right cursors. There are 7 pages in this dialog, all but one of which contains a list of programs. There are 5 startup categories altogether, and these are
startup user.
Startup user, these are programs that will run in the startup group for the current user.
Startup common.
Startup common, these are programs that will run in the startup group for all users.
HKLM run. 3 of 7.
HKLM run, these are programs that will start up from the Windows registry for all users.
HKCU run. 4 of 7.
HKCU run, these are programs that will start from the registry for the current user.
Run once. 5 of 7.
And run once. These are programs which will only run the next time we start Windows. And quite often you find that when you install an application or a program, there are certain things it needs to do when Windows restarts, and that's why you're quite often asked to restart Windows at the end of an installation process. As I said, there are 7 tabs in all, so 2 more to go then.
Deleted. 6 of 7.
Deleted. This is a deleted items tab, so whenever you remove programs from the other startup categories, they will be moved here, and then they are available if you should change your mind. Works very much like the Windows recycle bin, and the final tab is
about. 7 of 7.
About, and that tells us all about MikeLynn.
Startup control panel 2.8 by MikeLynn. Startup user. Startup common. HKLM run. HKCU run. Run once. Deleted. About. Startup control panel 2.8. By Mike Lynn. For general information, updates, answers to common questions, and more free software, visit my homepage at http://www.lynn.net. Lynn.net. For support, email me at lynn@lynn.net. I'll try my best to resolve any issues, and I always appreciate suggestions for improvements. Email. The software is provided free of charge, but you can support me by leaving a tip via PayPal. 50 cents, a dollar, whatever you see fit. Tip jar. Thanks.
Okay, so while the program is free, you are invited to make a small donation, a very small donation, in fact, and I'm sure we could all stretch to 50 cents. This is a cracking little utility. So let's go to one of these tabs. They all work fairly similarly, and see how this works. Let's go to Startup Common.
Delete it. Run one. HKC. HK. Startup Common.
I'm just using the left arrow because I've given the tab control focus there, and I'm just going to press tab now to get into the list of programs.
Run these programs from the common user's startup folder. No selected item.
Okay, and nothing is selected by default.
Top. Bottom. Checked. Window eyes. See winas.x. 1. Of 1.
Okay, so just the one item in there, and we can use the spacebar to check and uncheck the checkbox. It's worth pointing out, when you do change the status of these checkboxes, the startup control panel utility seems to not lose focus as such, but certainly lose highlight. Maybe this is something we should perhaps raise with the author at some point. You can hear there, window eyes is checked to start with
the startup common
group. I'm going to uncheck that.
No selected item.
And you can hear that there are no selected items now. That's because we seem to have lost highlight. So if I just select that again.
Top.
With
bottom.
An arrow key.
Unchecked. Window eyes. See when I
you can hear it's unchecked. Now, the other point to note about this, it's particularly useful, when going through and removing programs from your startup group, obviously don't remove anything that you don't know what it is, although there is a clue as to the identity of a particular program, and that's in the path which follows the name of the program. You can hear
pointer.
Here we have...
Path. Window eyes.
See winis.x. So that makes it perfectly clear where the executable program is that is going to start or not now in the startup common group. All these items also have a context menu which you can access by pressing the application key. That's the key to the left of your right control key.
Context menu.
And I've brought up the context menu now, and let's explore some of the options that are in here.
New and dialogue.
New, obviously, allowing you to create a new item in any of these startup categories.
Edit. E-dialogue.
Edit. Probably come in handy if a program moves to a different location and you need to update its startup information.
Delete.
Delete, fairly self-explanatory, although of course don't forget that it will just be removed to the deleted items tab, and you will have to go and delete it from there if you want to completely obliterate it.
Enable it.
Enable, that is equivalent to checking the checkbox.
Run now.
Run now.
Send to pull down.
Now this is quite a useful feature because what it allows you to do is move an item or a program from one startup category to another. So if you have a program that is starting for all users, like a screen reader, for example, which you may have installed, and it may decide that it's going to start for all users, you may determine that if you have sighted users that are using your machine on a regular basis, it's more suitable for the screen reader to only start for the users that actually need it. And similarly, if you have something that is installed for a single user and you think perhaps it should start for all users, so something like a virus checker should run for all users, you would think, you can use this this feature to achieve that. So that's all from the context menu. So let's see how easy it is to remove and restore something.
Top. Bottom. Unchecked.
I'm back on Window Eyes there. So let's delete Window Eyes. I'll bring up the context menu again with the application key.
Context menu.
And I think it was D for delete.
Run these programs. No selected item.
There is nothing there now. And you'll see if we go across to the Delete tab using Control tab.
HKL. Run these. These are programs that you have removed from other locations. No selected item.
Okay, and let's go to the bottom here.
Bottom. Window Eyes. See Win as
there we are. Window Eyes is sitting there, and it's a
bottom.
Simple
Window Eyes.
Simple matter to bring up the context menu.
Context. New. Edit. Delete. Run up. Send to Quilton.
And send it back from whence it came. So let's
start of common.
HKL and run. Start of common. So enter. And that has now moved Window Eyes back from the deleted items tab into the start of common tab. And we'd have to go back in there to see that it was that the checkbox was checked in order to make sure that Window Eyes in fact did start when Windows starts. Now, it's important to stress that we are just dealing with the entries, the startup entries for applications. We're not actually changing the applications themselves. We're not deleting applications. We're not moving applications. They stay exactly where they have always been. We are simply managing the way in which Windows starts up these applications. And you may find that applications recognize the fact that you've taken them out of the startup group and take countermeasures. So you may need to keep on top of this, and it may be more beneficial to you to actually disable a program from within its own configurations options rather than using something like the startup control panel. Once again, I'll mention that important reminder. When taking something out of the startup group, it's important that you know what it is and that you make an informed decision. It may be that your system has a specialist piece of hardware, or you're using some specialist software that may adversely impact your startup process, and removing it could do more harm than good. So it is important that you take your time to find out what these various programs do before you just go removing them. However, having said that, I have gone through all my startup categories and removed all the things that are not necessary and things which I don't want to have running on startup, and I found the performance of my system has improved tremendously. So this is certainly one configuration option you may wish to consider. Look at what is in your startup group, look at which category of startup the item appears under, whether or not you need it there, whether it needs to be somewhere else. These are all important questions that you need to ask yourself, and you may find that your system runs more smoothly, that it's more responsive, that it's quicker to start up than ever before. That's the free Startup Control Panel utility, a very useful tool to have in the box when it comes to diagnosing system problems. I found it to be invaluable. It's always good to know what starts up when Windows starts up. You can get it for free, as I said, from allthews.mlin.net. Mike Lindsay, author. I'm sure he'd welcome your feedback.